Lovecraft Fusion. Written by Niraj Sikki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu She, or The Untamed. Rating, teen. Category, gen. Also tagged for alternate universe fusion, old ones, and family. Lovecraft Fusion, Part 1. Prompt. Jiang Cheng had always known that he had the waters at his disposal, that if he only ever let go, the water of the seas and the rivers and lakes would answer to him. Jiang Cheng had always known because he grew up with the water whispering secrets to him. He grew up scared of what he could do if he ever let go and summoned the water and harnessed it like it wanted to be used. He had always known, but when he saw his home about to be destroyed, he didn't care. For the first time, he let go and called as much water as he could. Wei Wuxian told Jiang Cheng that his father only treated him better because it was easier to be kind to another man's son. But Jiang Cheng knew the real reason. Wei Wuxian was the son his father wanted to have. Skillful and charismatic and human. Not like Jiang Cheng. In many ways, Jiang Cheng was his mother's child. He had inherited both her face and her temper. But there were some ways in which he was his father's true-born son. The truth of it shining out through his eyes. And his father hated that. "Don't tell father about the waterborne abyss," Jiang Cheng told Wei Wuxian before they came back. And Wei Wuxian gave him a strange look. He agreed, but of course it was too late by then. The Lan sect trying to commend them both on their actions. And Jiang Cheng's father pressed his lips together and said nothing. Later that night, Jiang Cheng got out of bed and went to the center parts of the Lotus Pier, the secret parts near the sect master's bedroom. His father was waiting for him. "Did you get it?" he asked, and Jiang Cheng noticed that he wasn't looking at him. This, too, was normal. "Yes, I got the core," he said, and pulled the fist-sized clump of hair and resentful energy from where he'd hidden it in his sleeve. He'd seized it in secret while everyone had been worried about Wei Wuxian and his dramatic rescue. The Lan sect would undoubtedly be confused when the waterborne abyss mysteriously faded away on its own, unable to persist. But that wasn't Jiang Cheng's problem. "It'll be a good sacrifice for grandfather." "Don't call him that," Jiang Fengmian said, and it was very close to snapping. He took a deep breath and exhaled, clearly refusing to let it reach him. "We may be his descendants, but we are also his worshippers. It's disrespectful." Jiang Cheng shrugged. He never understood why his father hated their heritage so much. It had been grandfather's worshippers who had first established the Lotus Pier. His priest, the first sect leader. The first to offer up his daughter to the depths of the watery river to bear a child that was only partially human. It was grandfather that protected them, who brought them fish, who strengthened their cultivation, who gave them power and wealth. Jiang Cheng didn't think the way he called him. The way he'd told Jiang Cheng to call him was the problem. If anything, it was Jiang Fengmian's obsession with humanity that was more of a problem. He never went into the water. He wore high-necked robes as if he thought people could see the hidden gills. He kept his temper even and only performed sacrifices when they were necessary, rather than out of love. Grandfather wouldn't, didn't like that. "Shall we go?" Jiang Cheng suggested, when his father showed no sign of starting the descent. The sacrifice had to be done at night, between midnight and dawn, and they had a long way to go before they reached the places where Grandfather slept. He always slept. Slept for centuries until the time of awakening came. The only true immortal, for all their cultivation and striving. His father glared at him, but nodded. Jiang Cheng smiled as they descended into the deep. When the Wens come for Jiang Fengmian's home, Grandfather does not defend him. But when they come for Jiang Cheng's... Part 2. Prompt. The cultivators of Yunmingzheng require a unique diet. No one told the Jin sect this. Jiang Cheng gets custody after Jin Liang has been sick for a month, assumed to be dying. He's fine after 2 days in his uncle's care. I'm glad to see Aliing is looking so much better, Jing Guangyao said. I must admit, he'd seemed rather sickly when we sent him to you. No one had wanted to be blamed when Jin Liang died, the way children often died. If it happened in Lanling, he meant, when the fighting over who didn't have to have custody over him reached a certain pitch, he'd proposed Jiang Cheng, who'd all but begged to have more time with the child, and everyone had agreed. They hadn't expected the child to survive more than another month. Skinny and weak as it was, no matter how many times they tried to feed it. And yet, here he was, fat and healthy the way a baby should be, and already starting to catch up on the developmental milestones he'd fallen behind on. He's a good child of the Jiang sect, Jiang Cheng said with a smile that barely pretended not to look fake when he looked at Jin Guangyao. And only warmed a trifle when he looked at Jin Liang. You can tell by how much he likes the food here. His eyes remained flat as he spoke. He had strange eyes, Jiang Cheng did. Beautiful but lifeless as a corpse. Dead fish eyes, Jin Guangyao's mother would have called them. Even at her most desperate moment, she would never accept anyone with eyes like that as a client, no matter how much they offered to pay. Is he eating solid foods already? Jing Guangyao asked, more to be polite than anything else. That's wonderful. What have you got him eating? He was expecting something mundane like rice congee or mashed fruit. He was not expecting Jiang Cheng's eyes to flicker, as if he'd asked a question he shouldn't. Oh, you know, he said mildly. We like food with a lot of spice here in Yunmeng. Spice? Jing Guangyao repeated. For a baby? Jiang Cheng's lips curled up, even as his eyes remained emotionless. You have to start them young. Jing Guangyao might have adopted a perfect Lanling accent for himself, but he was born and raised in Yunping, a city well within the borders of Yunmeng. He liked food with a healthy bit of spice himself, but that didn't mean you fed spicy food to children. No one did that. How interesting, he said neutrally. You must tell me the recipe, since it's been so successful. I have a son of my own, you know. I'm afraid it's a family recipe, Jiang Cheng replied smoothly. Inherited through the generations. It was originally my grandfather's, I believe. something about the way he said grandfather touched on some long buried memory from long ago in his youth. Some dark and rainy night when he should have been at home and instead hidden himself away by the river, watching the water rise up, watching something rise up, a dark shadow stretching up and up and up, knowing without knowing that he shouldn't be gazing upon her. Dagon, he muttered, the mysterious name he'd never heard of leaping to the forefront of his mind. And for the first time in the entire time he's known the man, Jiang Cheng actually smiled at him. My apologies, Meng Yao, Jiang Cheng said, putting down the teacup. I didn't realize you were family. Would you like to try something else? He raised his hand and the servants came in carrying trays full of terrible things. Fish heads half rotted and the broken limbs of sailors. Water ghouls stewed in their own resentful energy. Even a long, ominous tentacle with suckers still attached, glistening wetly. No, I... Jing Guangyao started to say. Started to gag instinctively just at the sight of it. Started to... It smelled good, actually. And before he entirely realized it, he was helping himself. You were blessed, Jiang Cheng said. You met grandmother. That makes you practically a cousin. You just didn't know it yet. He reached out and put his hand on Jing Guangyao's shoulder, watching as the other man continued to fill his stomach, as if he hadn't eaten in months, eyes vacant as if in a trance. Don't worry, cousin. We can help you learn everything you need to know, and then you can be an ally of ours in Lunling. You can keep it nice and safe for allying in the future. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!